Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
King Felipe of Spain is due to chair a national security meeting today to establish why Spain and neighbouring Portugal experienced unprecedented power cuts yesterday, affecting millions of people. Engineers worked through the night to restore electricity supplies. Extreme temperature variations are being cited as the likely cause, but the Spanish Prime Minister says nothing is being ruled out. Pedro Sánchez says a full investigation into the cause of the outage will take place.
¿Qué ha provocado esta desaparición súbita del suministro?
What's caused this sudden loss of supply? This is something that specialists have not yet been able to determine, but they will. And the relevant state institutions and all the private operators are working in a coordinated way to understand what's happened. All potential causes are being analysed, I insist again, without ruling out any possibility.
The Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has declared victory in the country's general election. His Liberal Party have retained power, but it's predicted they will fall short of a majority that would allow them to govern without the support of a smaller party. The Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Harris has congratulated Mark Carney on his victory and said he looks forward to deepening the partnership between our nations and working together to address the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. Addressing supporters in Ottawa this morning, Mark Carney promised that Canada would not give in to pressure from the United States.
As I've been warning for months, America wants our land, our resources, our water, our country. Never. But these are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen.
Today marks the first 100 days of President Donald Trump's second term in office. It's often seen as a period in which a president sets in motion the big policy changes he wants to see implemented during their term in office. President Trump will address a rally in Michigan tonight to set out his policy achievements, but opinion polls show him with the lowest 100-day approval ratings of any president this century. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, will seek government approval this morning to move legislation which will lead to the most significant reform of Irish asylum laws in the history of the state. The Minister is expected to tell Cabinet that the current international protection system is not working effectively, with decisions taking far too long. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
This new legislation, which would take effect in the middle of next year, would set a 3-month time limit for international protection decisions. It would also considerably limit the use of oral hearings for appeals as part of efforts to deliver final decisions quicker. The new International Protection Bill will replace the 2015 Act, and it will for the first time allow officers to directly issue decisions on returns. This will replace the current system where international protection officers make recommendations to the Justice Minister. There have been 42% fewer international protection applications in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period last year.
A report into the murder of 10 Protestant workmen shot dead by the IRA in South Armagh almost 50 years ago will be presented to families today. The workers were killed at Kingsmill near Newry as they returned home from work in 1976. Our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The mill workers were flagged down by an IRA gang posing as a British Army checkpoint. They were taken from their minibus, the only Catholic was told to run, and his 11 Protestant co-workers were shot with rifles. Those who survived the initial gunfire were shot again as they lay wounded. Only one, Alan Black, survived by pretending to be already dead. The massacre was never claimed by the IRA, which was supposed to be on ceasefire at the time, but it did carry it out. A coroner's inquest several years ago found that 12 IRA men from North Louth and South Armagh had been involved and the motive had been sectarian. Today, families will be given a report by the police ombudsman into the Kingsmill atrocity. Later, they'll speak to the media. The families are angry no one has ever been held accountable. They believe they know the identity of those responsible. several of whom have since died. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
The Belfast rap group Kneecap has clarified its position on the militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah in a statement on X. The statement said that the band do not and have never supported either organisation. It follows news that British police are investigating chants by a band member in support of both organisations at a concert in England. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Warm and dry with long, bright or hazy sunny spells. Highest temperatures 17 to 22 degrees in light to moderate southeast or variable winds.